Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 9.07 and time for your first chance at Taylor Swift tickets. Right now, call number 97-800-400-3697. That's our phone number. Call it now. Call number 97 instantly wins a pair of tickets to see Taylor Swift at Levi's Stadium on May 11th. You want Taylor? We got her. All day. Next chance is at 12, then 3 and 4 today, and that's all week.
Big party coming up.
Yeah, for sure. It's only a couple weeks off. So that's exciting.
Right. So our text number is 800-400-3697. We collect these throughout the morning. We try to get to them in real time, but honestly.
It's kind of fun doing the roundup, though, Vin. It reminds me of all the stuff that we did on the show earlier. Mm-hmm.
And so here is some of the stuff you wrote. A lot of them today, too, so I'll try to get through as many as possible.
Okay.
510 says, regarding the Golden State Killer, Comcast On Demand has a documentary series about it called The Golden State Killer. Super interesting. In SAC, there was a huge community meeting about the rapes that were occurring. One man stood up and called the killer a coward since he only raped women when there was no man in the house. That man's family was the killer's next victim, and that was when he started raping women when the husbands were home and putting dishes on his back.
No!
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God!
It's horrible.
Did they then know it was someone who was at that meeting?
Or perhaps that meeting was played, audio was played somewhere else. I wouldn't doubt it.
Can you imagine the guilt that that person must carry for having said something and then his family was next? Oh, my God! That's incredible.
There's more, but I have a bunch of these, so let me just try to get to them. That's a sight. Uzi firemanning her ex. LOL.
It was like he was a doll. I just picked him up and threw him over my shoulder.
408. I'm with you, Vin. Blueberry bagels rock. It's the tang of the dried blueberry. I don't know about any of that, man.
I just like them, right?
You know what's even better? Cranberry bagels. I like those, too. Oh.
Yeah,
I'll
it's weird. I do like cranberries and blueberries and stuff, but I don't want them in my bagels.
Poppy seeds are related to impotence, I thought. Tell your son to check it out.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they were related to opium.
Oh, right. Wasn't there a Seinfeld episode that Elaine kept
testing positive on drug tests?
Yeah. Oh, and it's true. You do test positive on them.
Did you guys watch this season of Homeland? Best season yet? No, I fell off that show a long time ago.
But my husband's been watching it. He enjoys it.
Patton Oswalt's late wife, Michelle McNamara, just had a book released about the Golden Gate Killer that's supposed to be very good. She was a true crime writer that studied this case in depth. The book is called I'll Be Gone in the Dark. That book is in the news story I read, and that writer's name is in the news story I read. And they mentioned that she'd passed away and someone else finished the book.
Oh.
They never once mentioned that she's the wife, or was the wife of Patton Oswalt.
Right.
But that's interesting. So you'll be seeing him probably talking about this
really interesting
on Twitter and elsewhere over the next week or two as this takes over the news cycle.
Oh, Vinny, one thing. Shout out to admins out there. Happy Administrative Assistant Day.
Oh, yes, happy day.
If Vinny likes crime stories, check out Marsha Clark's First 48 on A&E. She is investigating cases like Casey Anthony, Chandra, etc. Really good. Marsha Clark looks so disturbingly different from what we know her from that I've watched it and can't.
Also, she lost what seemed like kind of an unlosable case, and so I have no interest in watching her investigate other things.
A lot of mess ups, yeah.
Yeah. Which, and listen, I didn't watch that semi-documentary that you guys watched on the OJ case.
I watched all of the stuff.
She comes out pretty sympathetic in that.
Well, she's got a crummy husband and she's having a rough go. Mm. There's a lot on her plate, but still.
Seems like if she'd won that case, though.
Right.
Things would be a little better.
I'm able to watch Looking Glass this morning and Yuzi looks smoking hot.
Oh.
Wow.
As usual.
Wow. Well.
Hubba hubba.
Michelle McNamara, a.k.a. Patton Oswalt's late wife, wrote that book on the East area. Yeah, we got that. Yeah. That's going to be really interesting watching. Mm-hmm. So much on this case.
Yeah.
Pages and pages.
Well, now that they've arrested someone on it, I mean, I'm sure that it's going to be all over the news. It's very interesting. I didn't know anything about this.
What's the name of that product Vinny uses to wash his wetsuit in? Thank you. I use Fresh Wave Laundry Additive. You can just soak it in that.
Right. So you put that in a bucket?
In a bucket, cold water, not warm or hot, and just a little bit of that, and it'll get rid of the stink.
Mm.
Then rinse it out real good so that when you get in the ocean, you don't suds up.
Oh.
Oh, right.
Rinse it out real good.
Has that happened?
No.
That's a yes.
Yeah, that's how you know.
I got to do a better job rinsing.
510 says, get a room. Ooh, someone sounds a little jelly, Vin.
Oh, Vinny.
Oh, Vin.
What were we talking about, me and Hooman?
I don't recall, but you guys were loving up each other.
Oh.
He was making moves on
my
girl.
Maybe it was that spit thing.
Oh, you're saying because he overcame his FOMO that he looks so much better because he's
Oh, because
sleep.
He got his beauty sleep. He looks beautiful. That's right, that's right.
Speaking of names, Vin, any word on that new baby name? Miles for a girl is super cute. Or maybe you'll finally get your Ripley name. Nothing's been decided, but I actually, because we were going to use Miles for a boy, and I didn't realize why she liked it, I thought, she said Miles, and I was like, yeah, Miles Davis. I love it.
I was like, yeah, Miles Standish. That's great.
Yeah.
Historical.
Miles Kenny Bunkport from Sarah. Who?
The Pilgrim.
The Pilgrim.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, so she likes it because it's for running, Miles. Yeah. So when she said that, I said, oh, well, if it's a girl, we could go Miley. And she had an absolute reaction to that.
Yeah, no, Miley.
I'm like, what's wrong with Miley?
It's the twerking and the tongue and the obnoxiousness.
She's not going to be
it's a cute name, though.
You're right. She might not be around. But then again, she might. You know, sometimes these people hang around longer than you think they will. Danielle Bregoli, anyone?
Mm-mm.
What about her?
I have a feeling she's going to be around longer than any of us want her to be.
Oh, really?
She already is.
Yeah, it's already a year longer than I thought it would be. Cash me outside. How about that?
Hooman's destination weddings that he went to, wasn't a lot of expenses covered by the bride and groom? I think you had to pay for airfare, but that was that he was put up in the castle and food was taken care of. I don't know the details on his
stuff. I don't either.
Stuff.
You know, he makes it work.
He's clearly got different priorities than anyone I know.
Yeah.
Regarding the wedding golf cart. Oh, the wedding golf cart. I heard the couple wanted dust for a photo effect and things got out of hand.
Oh,
so they asked for it.
Oh.
So he was back there drumming up some dust when he ate it, apparently. I was just saying that I imagine the bride is thinking that man is now cut off from our relationship.
Well, it depends on how uptight she is.
Right.
Some brides like to have fun, you know.
And others don't want their husband's friends around at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe mentally she was like, well, there's, you know, just one more reason I'm putting him on the list of people who won't be in our lives anymore.
I don't hear John saying, hey, I miss blah, blah, blah. I miss blah, blah, blah.
What would be the point? You wouldn't let him come back.
No, he has said that recently. He has seen a couple of these dudes and they're not in good shape.
Oh, so you did the right. You saved him.
I did, Sarah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I think that's Vinny our job as wives. You know, we got to save our husbands.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think Vinny doesn't like golf cart boy making donuts because he doesn't want his friends getting any ideas. If Vinny wasn't getting married, he'd be the guy doing donuts. Come on.
That's true.
No, I'm telling you, I really was thinking of the bride being like, these photos are important, and we've got this guy, you know, what did you call it? What do they call that when you jump into a shot?
Oh, photobombing?
Photobombing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care. And frankly, I think the photo things are overrated. Like,
oh, they're nice.
There's your wedding day, and you're going to leave for 2 hours and do photos while your whole party sits there.
And then your children and your grandchildren are going to have photos of you.
That they'll never look at.
That is not true. I used to look at my mom and dad's wedding album all the time, mostly because I was in my mom's belly in those pictures.
Oh, so you're looking for yourself.
Yeah.
I never look at that stuff. So no. Different people like different things.
You know what, though? Your daughter might look at her grandmother's wedding album. I mean, those are, you see the styles of the day. You see everyone's all gussied up. I love wedding photos. I think they're neat. And I love when people are creative with them. I think it's, it's fun and interesting. I mean, they have the best photo album now. They've got photos in there of a dude toppling over in a golf cart behind them. It's hilarious.
Well, from the other side, here I am at a wedding, and 2 hours has gone by, and we haven't seen the bride or groom or even had a wedding yet.
Who needs them? The bar's open, and they're doing finger food. Oh, wait, that's another reason you're not
right
into it.
Seriously. It. I am serious when I say, I can't sit here and drink. This is bogus. What are these two doing?
Right.
Let's get this thing on.
I've had weddings, been to weddings where there's the ceremony, and then there's a four-hour break, and then there's the reception. So you can find something to do with yourself for 4 hours and then meet us over at this reception place, which I actually am fine with that. I'm like, all right, I'll take a nap in my car or what, whatever. So I'm not going to drive home in between. I already drove 2 hours to get here.
Yeah.
All of you be warned. Don't have too much fun at Vinny's wedding. No, I'm trying to tell you. I just thought that the lady was probably going to be super rude.
Oh, I'm going to get
I'm
going to bum your wife out. Do some donuts behind you in a golf cart. While you're doing your pictures, I'll be like, hurry up! Isn't that your theme?
The number of... Wow. Nice job.
Thanks.
The number of texts in the argument between Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune and the order by which they are aired is too many to even
it's
comprehend.
A thing. So listen, so we actually started to do some research on this, and I swear to God, both Vinny and I, we're both generally up for an argument, we both threw our hands up in the air. There's a map of the country, and where Vinny grew up in the, Irvine,
Orange County, San Diego region.
Orange County, San Diego region, and where I grew up in Massachusetts, Wheel of Fortune is on first.
I thought Wheel of Fortune was on first here, too.
Apparently not, Vin. I thought so too, but maybe we just have that in our heads.
I've always felt like I've had to wait through the Wheel of Fortune. If, the Wheel of Fortune, well, I'll wait for Jeopardy to come on.
Maybe in different, but turns out that there truly is differences in from TV market to TV market.
Whatever.
So in the end.
So you guys still say you're right.
Well, I am right for where I grew up, and he is right for where he grew up. But apparently in this area, we are wrong.
Okay.
415 says, I'd make out with Vinny's head on Bryn's body with Hooman's hair.
Whoa.
Bryn's body, Vinny's head, Hooman's hair.
Uh-huh.
That is maybe a perfect coupling.
I'm gonna
tripling.
Think about that today.
I'm picturing it. Somebody needs to draw that out for us to let us know what it looks like. Someone can do a nice Photoshop job on that. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Get the pictures of Bryn when he was doing the Captain America stuff from a few years ago.
Yeah.
It's pretty hot.
And when Hooman's got
a
Bryn nice shave and haircut.
Yeah. Nice clipped haircut.
All right.
Or maybe when he had the long hair.
925 says, yikes, guys. I'm surprised by your lack of knowledge of 90s, 80s R&B.
Oh, yeah. I don't know anything about that. R&B is not my scene at all.
Vin, don't forget the San Jose Sharks start round 2 versus the Golden Knights tomorrow. I'll tell you about that tomorrow.
All right.
The way Sarah talks about the spitting fetish, it's like she's never given a messy kiss.
Well, I'm not spitting, though. Like, spitting in someone's mouth is gross. I mean, there's spit involved when you do stuff, but I wouldn't spit into someone's mouth. It's disgusting.
What were we talking about? What movie was that? Rachel and Rachel?
Rachel Weisz and Rachel McAdams, and the movie's called Disobedience.
Yeah.
I think it's an alternative to the Avengers Infinity War. If you need an alternative,
I think
to that.
We're all visualizing different stuff. I think
I guess
you're
we must
seeing
be.
Some kind of a hawk of a loogie, and I'm seeing just a playful little passionate.
I don't want anyone playfully spitting in my mouth. I just don't want that. No thanks. If I get a little spit like from your tongue into my mouth, I can deal with that. But actually putting spit in my mouth is just no thank you.
I was actually too. It's less about the kiss and it's more about in another area and just being vigorous and excited and into it. And poof.
Okay. No.
Okay. Sarah, take the prednisone run. I've done it before for bronchitis.
Do it.
Do it.
I don't know.
Is that the steroid?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. We'll hit the gym. We'll get all bulked up.
He goes prednisone and immediately thought about Jerry Lewis and how he blew up like a balloon. Mm. I was like, I don't want
to. Well, he didn't lift weights. That's the problem. You need to direct the bulges
I don't
to the right
that.
Spots.
He said it can happen so fast that you get stretch marks from the puffing.
I think you'll be fine if you take it.
I think
it.
You'll be fine, too. Yeah.
I don't know.
A nurse wrote in and said...
You'd rather just keep that all going on with your body?
Well, won't it just eventually go away?
A nurse wrote in and said, tell Sarah absolutely do not do the prednisone.
You're saying that. He's
she
so
wrote,
right.
Tell her to avoid prednisone if she can. It is horrible. Weight gain, hunger, crazy mood swings, no sleep.
Yeah, 9 days.
I don't think I'm doing it.
Your personal mobile phone, human?
Mm-hmm. Correct, yes. One of my nurse friends who's all-knowing, nice. All-knowledgeable, and everywhere present.
Actually, maybe
all organic.
Yeah, I would like to avoid
steroids.
Well,
what'd you order? What was the stuff?
Oh, I ordered Technu. A bunch of people said use the Technu scrub and the Technu spray and the Technu soap. And
so is that by Technu company?
No, I don't. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I found it on Amazon, though. I ordered some, so I'm going to try that first before I commit to steroids.
Because you have poison oak on your face.
It's freaking everywhere.
You should do the steroids.
No.
Your mom's all about the steroids, too.
She said, do the steroids?
Well, every time we bring up gout, she's like, I'm telling you, one shot of steroids, you're all good.
Well, that's like a right localized thing. Isn't that what you said?
Well, no, she goes, put it right in your butt.
Oh.
Shot in your butt. And
in your butt?
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Poulette is French for chicken.
Poulet?
Poulet.
Well, maybe that. I've always said pullet because I think I've only ever seen it written down. But it makes sense if it's French that it would be poulet.
Capone is a male chicken.
That's what it was. It was a. We saw. It wasn't poulet. It was. What was that word? It came up, and I was like, "Oh, I think that's a chicken." I can't remember though.
Of course not.
Sorry.
But somehow you'll remember the next word nobody knows and be all, "Oh,
well,
that's."
Well, I think you said it in a thing, and I want to say I was like, "Oh yeah, I've heard of that." It was a capon, something. I can't remember.
In this modern age of hypersensitivity, if people don't want to get offended by an opposing view or radical comment, they should stay the hell off the internet.
That is true. That is one way to avoid it.
But people want to be outraged. That's why they're there.
Agreed. In fact, people complain about it, and yet that is what they want.
That's what
they're looking for.
People are actually rushing to win the outrage contest. I was the first one. I knew.
I was outraged long before you were outraged.
I knew that that was the wrong thing to do and said so first.
Yeah.
I was first there.
First to comment.
You're right, Sarah.
What?
Let me see how to pronounce this, though. Let's see here. All right.
What, the pullet?
Capons or capons.
That was what it was. Capons came up for some reason, and I just had it in my head that it was.
Yeah, it's a rooster. That's been castrated to improve the quality of its flesh for food.
Oh, delicious. Oh.
Ha! That's funny. You said that if you can't say anything nice, then don't say anything at all. Very hypocritical.
Very.
I suggest you keep your mouth shut about our president, then. You are offending me very much.
Well, you can go someplace else.
Why are liberals that preach love and tolerance the meanest and most hateful people?
You know, it is interesting how your perspective on something really does change your feelings when you hear people talking about it, because I feel like he's against everything that I do feel like kindness and love, blah, blah, blah. And I feel like he's sort of undermining that at every level, from kindness and love to the environment, to human beings, to really across the board. And so it's all perspective. Don't worry. I get it. I am a hypocrite. A little self-examination is healthy once in a while.
925.
I am.
She is truly protected by the First Amendment because the government, essentially, is her employer.
Oh, the
at
Fresno
Cal State.
State.
Oh,
or Fresno
interesting.
State, right.
Mm-hmm. That's
and the
funny.
First Amendment protects citizens from the government. 415 says, if that professor had written something disparaging about a black person, would the school still have said it's protected under First Amendment?
Oh, that's interesting. She should try that. See if it
I
see if
wonder.
It works. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to guess no.
Probably not. Who knows? And people are entitled to their opinions, no matter how much you must disagree with them.
Sarah's doctor greatly exaggerated the side effects of prednisone. Over 9 days, she may gain some water weight, but that'll be gone quickly.
Well, I think they're supposed to give you the worst case scenario. Like, here's what could happen. And,
yeah.
You know, you hope you don't get any of them. I think, though, you know, it's just poison oak. I just freaked out because it got on my face. And so I'm going to try some other stuff first. And then if I really can't get rid of it, I'll go the steroid route. I just don't really feel like I need to do that. Right? Can't I just?
Yeah, try your other stuff first.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't, but.
You guys, they just.
I'm going
they just want to see me
drugs.
Blow up like a balloon.
No. No. You want to see you have roid rage and rip the desk apart.
Do you have a 5-star dermatologist?
I don't know who.
Well, if you want a 5-star dermatologist, let me know. If you need some help with that,
he's a dermatologist. He seemed to know what he was doing. He took one look and went, "Yep, that's poison oak."
I just don't know if he's, you know, at the level.
Okay, we're out of here. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day, everybody.
Yeah. I wanted to say happy birthday to two people, our engineer, Brian Tonneson.
Oh, happy birthday, oh, Brian.
It's his birthday. Yeah. And birthday. Also, only because he sent me an email, Shawnee Wani. Oh. Once a happy birthday.
Oh, I love to say happy birthday to Shawnee Wani.
I love too.
He's so what? There's no bigger Giants fan out there.
Oh, I know.
Boy, oh boy.
He's so
well,
great.
And he supports us a lot.
Oh, absolutely. No bigger Sarah and Vinny fan either.
He just came back from Disneyland, so he had posted like he went with every princess, every character.
Oh my, he's that guy.
Yeah, he's that guy.
That's hilarious.
He goes for the photo op.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Oh, I don't think he cared about any ride. He just wanted to go for all that.
That is a trip.
He is. He's a sweet. So funny. He really is. He's like, he's just a great guy.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Shawnee Wani and Brian Tonneson. You guys, listen. Wow, what a fun show mm-hmm. today. Tonight, Survivor.
We hope your poison oak gets better.
Thank you. I hope so, too. Without the prednisone, mm-hmm. I don't need any
steroids,
weight gain, and mood swings. Well, I don't need those things.
Yeah, she's pretty moody.
Yeah, you don't want to see me on steroids. So have a wonderful day. And and also Handmaid's Tale comes back on Hulu tonight if you're into that show. First episode is tonight for the second season. Have a great day. Keep it here on Alice all day because we have Taylor Swift tickets and your chance to win your way to Vegas for the SPF Festival. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a good one.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.